Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to Reddit Tales and Takeaways. I'm here today with my good friend Reed, as always.
Hello and welcome back. We're excited to have you guys listening.
I'm especially excited today because we have quite the long story, but quite the juicy story, because today the theme is r/pro-revenge. We did revenge earlier, but these weren't like calculated revenges. These are pro-revenges. It's the next frickin' level.
Yep.
So get excited.
I am excited, Parks. This first I hope the viewers
it's
are.
It's a longie, but it's, I hope it's good. I think it will be. So let me begin.
Let's go for it.
Right into it. Okay. My hag of a stepmom gave away my PlayStation 4 while I was in college, so I rent out her house while she was on her honeymoon with her newest husband. So obviously he does not like this stepmom.
Yeah.
Called her a hag.
As we know, titles can be deceiving.
Very deceiving.
But, I mean, I think that's a good revenge story.
So far.
From what I'm hearing.
So let's get it. I have been reading lots of Reddit lately, especially Entitled Parents, but made a new account when I came across this page. I never thought I'd actually try to contribute something. Until now, Reddit has just been my guilty morning coffee read. So here goes. I'm an only son. My mom died of ovarian cancer at only 55 5 years ago. It broke my dad's heart. They had been together since college and were the same age, with my dad being a month older. I'm 22 and am about to graduate college with my degree in chemistry when the main events start to occur. I went to college on a full-ride scholarship. This is important later. Okay, so this is just context for us to learn later.
Yeah.
Okay. My dad met my new stepmom when she was my mom's nurse at the hospital where she spent her final days. My stepmom, Grace, played all the right notes to gain my dad's trust. Grace is put in parentheses, so I assume this is a fake name.
Well, I think it's a real name. It's just he's gonna refer to her as stepmom out of disrespect.
Oh, that shows that he really thinks she's a hag.
Yep.
She was empathetic to him, nurturing, comforting after my mother passed. Okay, so she seems nice at first, but she's really a hag.
Mm-hmm.
I was 17 and old enough to sense that she was just trying to weasel her way into getting my dad's resources, but it was up to my dad if he wanted to be in a relationship with her. I was in my final year of public school and had just won a scholarship to attend college out of the country the following year. Very smart gentleman, it seems.
Yeah.
My dad mourned my mom for a year, and that whole time Grace would check in on him by phone every month or so, in my opinion, to scope out the possibility of sinking her hooks in on him.
Yep, sounds like she did.
She sounds like she was successful. After a year passed, Grace took the gloves off and went hard after my dad. That's pretty sus.
Mm-hmm.
Grace was only 40 when she and my dad started dating, seeing each other. I didn't like her, but at the time, my dad at least didn't seem so depressed anymore, so I tried to be less pessimistic about her and give her the benefit of the doubt. So at first, he already doesn't like her. He thinks she's a hag right off the bat.
Yeah.
But he's not going to, you know, he's trying to be respectful because his dad's going through a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In my gut, I didn't trust her, though. But we are Scandinavian, and at least in my family, the son does not tell his father what to do, even offer any opinion. Grace is from the Czech Republic, if you're wondering. Thank you.
I don't know if that's relevant, but
I was just like a fun fact. My father was a very successful banker during his career and amassed quite a portfolio of wealth. I'll spare you the details, but after 6 months of dating, Grace and my father are married. Okay.
That's a very quick
very
marriage.
Quick turnaround. 6 months, yeah. My dad, but that's kind of common for, like, older relationships, I feel like. More common.
Maybe not that common.
Short, but, you know. My dad never really got over my mom, though, and he was getting weaker and weaker, even though he was only 57. Since his health was fading, he called to him and asked me point blank, "Boy, what do you need to set you up for? What do you need to set you up in life?" So he's a good father. I don't blame the dad. It seems
yeah, like, looking out for his son.
Yeah. Since his health, I already read that. I told him I didn't need anything. I'm a man and can take care of myself. But what are you going talking about, Dad? You're going to be around for decades yet. I did remind him that he had living sisters with children, my aunts and cousins. I also reminded him that I had a full scholarship to college, so don't worry about giving me any cash. He was dead only a year later at 59. That's sad.
Yeah.
Seems that he was just like, he never got over the mom, so he was like really depressed, and that's why his health started.
Sounds like the son is a good guy too. He's not
like
being greedy
at all. He's the opposite of this hag stepmother.
Yep.
I, of course, have seen lots of Hollywood movies, so I consider the conspiracy theory that maybe my dad's nurse wife poisoned him and made him sign over all the money to her, but I really honestly do not think that's what happened. Other relatives didn't like Grace either, but they knew my dad was totally in love with my mom and that her death utterly broke him. Well, long story short, my dad bequeathed his 5-bedroom house to me, even though I wasn't expecting it and didn't ask for it. He gave a small endowment to each of his sisters and their children. Okay, so like...
Did the stepmom get nothing?
No, got it. Listen to this. He left about 80% of all existing money to Grace, which amounted to several hundreds of thousands of dollars. My dad ignored me because he's generous to a fault and still gave me several tens of thousands of dollars, which were, of course, very useful to me. But 80%
I'd rather have the house, though.
Yeah, me too.
The house is probably more than all his liquid money.
Probably, but he still gave 80% to Grace, who probably didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Grace tried to put on a friendly front, but I could tell she was angry as hell that she didn't get my dad's house, too. That belonged to me, and I had the legal papers to prove it. She was especially mad because we live on an extremely upscale and trendy location, and houses are hard to come by and easily sold for a massive profit. During the first few months after my dad's death, I had the nauseating, creepy experience of knowing that Grace was trying to feel me out to see if I might be into a little relationship with her. Gross is what the story says.
Yeah, this lady is definitely a gold digger.
I will repeat it. Gross, because that is... He's 22 and she's 40.
Yeah.
So that means she was going from being in a relationship with her dad to the son. That's pretty nasty. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Thank you for repeating.
Gross.
She's definitely a gold digger, and she's just in it for the house.
Exactly. That's... Poor dude. He has to deal with this. Ridiculous. All this... It's quite scandalous.
Yep.
She still stayed at the house, though, because over the last 3 years, she had gotten used to living there and was acting like she owned it. And even though I officially owned it, I was always away at college and only visited my dad's old house once every couple of months. And even then, it wasn't to see Grace, but to see my cousins who lived just a few miles away. I downplayed the fact that it was really my house, and over the months, I think Grace gradually forgot that she had no legal right to the house. She probably believed that sooner or later, because I never asked her of any of the hundreds of thousands of my dad's dollars that she now had, that I had somehow independently wealthy and would just give up the house to her. So obviously she's entitled. She thinks that she is going to get this house. I'm going to tell you right away, get ready for this next paragraph, because it gets big.
I'm ready.
I knew I'd eventually hydrogen bomb this B-word when she started dating some new guy only 5 months later after my dad was in the ground. And one time after I came home from college after graduating, she and her new boyfriend, some sleazy-looking D-bag named Ivan, who was only a few years older than me, were acting like I was a guest in my own home and that they owned it. That makes me quite annoyed.
Yep.
Ivan seems like a real D-bag. With this hag.
I mean, Ivan might be all right, but I don't like the stepmom.
He was a D-bag, according to this guy, and I trust this guy. And he was only a few years old. Grace is even worse in my eyes, because she's only a few years older. So she's messing with these younger guys, which is gross. I'll repeat it again, because, come on.
Yeah, one more time, please.
Gross. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just had to get it out.
You should be.
I played along. This is where the pro revenge is starting to come yep. in. Grace told me she gave away my PlayStation 4 to Ivan's cousin because I'm too old to play with video games.
Yeah, not cool.
Grace, that's where you messed up. Mm-hmm. You live in this guy's, you take this guy's dad's money, you take away, you try to like live rent-free in his house, but where you messed up was giving away that PS4. That's the yep. straw that broke the camel's back. That's right there.
She's about to get a slap in the face from the real world.
Yep, she's about to get hydrogen bombed, this hag, or a B-word as you described her earlier. I quickly changed all my network pass. Oh, wait. Okay, sorry, I missed a paragraph. I don't even know this mother effer, and she gave him my PS4 to give away to some other S-word who I also didn't know. So this was just demonstrating his anger that we had previously touched on. He's really mad.
Mm-hmm.
And she's about to get it. I quickly changed all my network passwords that same day. I smiled, but I knew what I had done had to do eventually. So he smiled. This is like the first part of the revenge. She also said that she and Ivan were getting married because I just can't mourn your father forever. I have to move on with life.
Yeah, she wasn't mourning him at all, from what I hear.
She was probably glad he died because that's just money for her. I tell her that I graduated college and already secured employment with a local firm and will soon find a new place to live. So he's tricking her. This is deceivement. Yep. He's trying to make her feel like in a sense of like, oh, this is my house. I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's just setting it up.
He's like a point guard in basketball. He's setting up the play. Then he's going to get the points.
Yep.
She looks thrilled, especially the part where it looks like I'll soon have a new place to live. Then in a patronizing way, she tells me, "You always have a place to stay in our house, though. You are welcome to stay whenever you please."
Our house.
And I assume she's referring to Ivan and herself. She's definitely not saying our house, like, oh, you, like that. I could kind of see she's wrong, but like, I could kind of see, like, oh, the two of ours. That's, no, she's talking about Ivan, that D-bag.
Yeah.
Not going to work. Because, gross. Thanks, Grace. Really generous of you. That was in the story. What I really say is that I will probably have a new place in 3 months. She says that is wonderful because she intends to go to her homeland to have a wedding with Ivan and afterward leave her honeymoon. She assures me it's a local affair, otherwise I'd invite you, honey. And anyways, I know you're busy. So she didn't even invite him to the wedding. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's just...
You're living in this house. I congratulate her. She asked me if I can watch the house for her. Watch my own house? Sure. Ridiculous. Real hag. What I really say is, of course, I will take care of the house. I'm careful not to say your house. Very careful. He's strategic, like a point guard.
I don't think this idiot stepmom is catching that, though.
She's not. She and her D-bag fiancé, who I am 100% sure is only there for Grace's money, go on their trip, and I immediately go out advertisements and rental websites offering to lease my house. I hire movers and have all of Grace's furniture and possessions boxed up and put into storage rental facility. I retain all of my parents' furniture they had before my dad met Grace. Locks changed, all of them. So they're basically she's not going to be able to live here anymore.
Yeah.
He's getting her. Within days, I am inundated with dozens of inquiries regarding my amazing furnished house with fantastic views. I rent it to a wonderful young family, a barrister and his school teacher wife and their two preteen children. So this is a good family. They're nice.
Yeah, seem like good people.
They pay me their first and last month's rent and sign a lease for a year. I warn them that about my crazy stepmom who thinks this is her house, but I present them with contact information to my lawyer, the same lawyer my dad retained, in case they need any assurance that I'm on the level. So he's got them, because he's already got people living there. He's getting his stuff together.
Yep.
like a point guard getting those points, you know? I also give my lawyer the information about the storage facility, including the fact that I generously paid 4 months of storage in advance, which is a whole month longer than Grace's shack honeymoon adventure. I then found a great apartment in the city near my new place of work. Then I met a woman in a restaurant I frequent at night after a long work day. We have been dating 6 months now and are engaged to be married.
Aww. Aww.
That's awesome. Okay, but it's time to get back to the pro revenge. Grace, of course, tried to shriek and cause trouble when she realized she got kicked out of my house, and my lawyer quickly shut her mouth again, quickly shut her mouth without my having to ever speak to her garbage face again. This is where, like, now where's she gonna live? From what I hear, her and her trash husband left the country, and I assume they're blowing through my dad's money and will be broke like chavs usually become when they taste a little bit of that, what they think is the good life. So maybe Grace will go and try to exploit some other lonely man into giving her his money. Grace is going to get it. I feel like Grace, she's not a smart person. Her and Ivan, they're going to blow through that money, which kind of sucks because all that money is getting wasted basically on some random. But
I mean, I'm sure it is a lot cheaper to live in another country than like wherever they are.
Okay. This has a real nice ending, but so I'd like to read it. Just, you know, it's real nice. Speaking of money, the house that I rent out is generating so much money that I'm not only am I able to help pay for my cousin's college, but I moved into a larger apartment of my own together with my fiance. I love my job, but really I could survive solely on renting my dad's old house. Aww. And to think, if Grace had only been cooler and nicer, I might have let her stay in the house just to be a good sport. And definitely if she stayed the hell out of my room. Yep, Grace, you should have just been smart.
Yeah. I mean, he was, like, putting up with her stuff for a while.
Yeah, this guy's patient. I feel like lots of people would have kicked her out way sooner.
Yeah. But when she, like, took the PS4, that was just the final straw for him.
Yeah. But no, she had to act all propriety, so I had to make her homeless as a wedding gift. Postscript. I bought another PS4, even though I didn't use my old one that much. It doesn't matter. It wasn't for Grace to give away. You don't give away other people's things. You give away your own things, which obviously Grace didn't really have her own things.
Yep.
Which is why I chose to kick Grace out of my house, because it's mine, and I decide who stays there. And that's the end. That was great. That was pretty pro-revenge.
Yeah.
Left her homeless.
I mean, I think it was great revenge.
It was just a great story overall. Like, Grace got what was coming. You know, we got, like, a full... That's my favorite story, I think, ever, because we had, like, the steady incline of action. Like, it was just a nice story, and I really like this guy, but...
Yep.
I'm glad Grace got what's coming for.
Mm-hmm.
She deserved it.
But, I agree.
What should we rate? I'd say the revenge itself, 9 out of 10. The only reason it's not a 10 out of 10 is because she still got the money in the end. If he could have somehow finagled away where she's, like, truly homeless, that would have been ultimate revenge, but then that'd also be kind of mean.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't being, like, super mean and extreme to her.
That's the thing that I also like about this. It's, like, he wasn't being ridiculous at any point. He was, like, a good guy the whole time. Some of these revenges, they're pretty mean.
I mean, I don't know about a good guy the whole time. He was a little mean, but...
I don't think so. It's his house. He can do what he wants with it, and she was being mean to him. Why should she, you know?
Yep.
What a hag.
Yep.
He obviously, it was pretty clear from the beginning he did not like Grace. Called her a hag, the B word.
Well, he saw the future and he knew that Grace was just in it for the money.
Like I've been saying this whole time, kind of like a point guard. He can see the play before it even happens. Okay. That was a good...
What a great metaphor,
this
Parks.
This episode has been very fulfilling. I'm in a much better mood now.
Yep. Hope y'all like the long story.
Yeah. I would like to give a formal apology to Reed McMichael. I forgot we were recording today. He had to find me.
Yes, I did.
I apologize. In front of all the viewers and the
listeners. Someone needs new priorities, and it's not
probably.
Me.
Probably. Okay.
All right. See y'all.
Thank you so much for listening.